Marsha Blackburn urges expansion of operations to carry out the largest mass deportation effort. By Hannah Knudsen on June 16, 2025. It is time to expand operations to carry out the largest mass deportation effort the country has ever seen. Senator Marsha Blackburn, RTN, said on Monday following President Donald Trump calling to expand efforts to detain and deport illegal aliens in America's largest cities. Not only should the U.S. do this, but it is well able to do it, Blackburn said. We can and we must expand the operations to carry out the largest mass deportation effort in American history, she said, thanking Trump. Her remark follows the Sunday call from Trump to U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement ICE, officers to do all in their power to achieve the very important goal of delivering the single largest mass deportation program in history, citing a mandate from the American people. Trump said it is crucial to expand efforts to detain and deport illegal aliens in America's largest cities in order to achieve this goal. He gave specific examples of which cities should see such expansion, including Los Angeles, Chicago, and New York City. These, and other such cities, are the core of the Democrat power center, where they use illegal aliens to expand their voter base, cheat in elections, and grow the welfare state, robbing good-paying jobs and benefits from hard-working American citizens, Trump continued, reminding ICE officers that, despite the noise from the left, the American people are cheering them on and support them. To ICE, FBI, DEA, ATF, the Patriots at Pentagon and the State Department, you have my unwavering support. Now go, get the job done. DJT, Trump signed off. His call follows ICE operations in Los Angeles that triggered leftist protests in the city. However, the protesters seem to ignore the fact that those arrested by ICE as part of those operations were criminals with some of the worst convictions, including sexual battery, child molestation, second-degree murder, willful cruelty to a child, assault with intent to commit rape, distribution of cocaine and heroin, domestic violence, and more. Related. Trump, Los Angeles would be burning to the ground without National Guard. Vice President J.D. Vance weighed in on the irony of the situation. As foreign nationals waving foreign flags and allegedly assaulting cops have been part of the ICE protests. One of the main technical issues in the immigration judicial battles is whether Biden's border crisis counted as an invasion, he began. So now we have foreign nationals with no legal right to be in the country waving foreign flags and assaulting law enforcement. If only we had a good word for that.